Okay. We'll come out of recess, and next on the agenda is the University of Missouri Extension Update. There you go.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I'm Willa Williams, and I'm the 4-H Youth Development Specialist, and I could just take over and talk about all the stuff that 4-H is doing. But I have the reaching out reports from our other specialists. And I have to apologize, I don't have Crystal Irons' report. She's been on vacation. But like some of our other specialists right now, it's a good time to take vacation. But we are doing a lot of growing right now. Growing is the season that we have. So just kind of an overview, even though you can go into detail in the reaching out reports. You know, our Master Gardeners, that's an extension program that we have. They've been doing a lot of things. Of course, we have the brown bag events that go throughout the year, and they've been doing that. They've had the evening in the garden. If you do get a chance to go to our office, or if anyone has a chance to go to our office, that's a little brown house over there by the Judicial Center. We have wonderful gardens there, and we have gardens around the county. But that's the big garden, and we had the evening in the garden, which was a big event. So, and anyone's welcome to come there and pick some of the herbs that are around there. But that was a really nice big event that brought several people from all around Branson, all around the county, even people from out of state to the event. Extension's known as a resource for growing and gardening. All the time if you're at our office, people bring their goods from the garden to see what's going on, to see what's problems that we can help fix. And we do that. People bring their insects, not only from their gardens, but from their homes, and we help out with that, too. So it's a growing season, and we help out with that. Before the growing season, we help soil samples, not only from the homes, but from businesses. And we have an agronomy intern as well. So you met Colin before, Colin Hill. And we have an agronomy intern, a graduate student from MSU, who's helping out. And if you haven't seen him around, he's been really helping out with people who have pastures with the hay and forage and tree consultations, but helping out with Japanese beetle problems as well. And you've probably met Barb as well, our nutrition program assistant. She's been helping out with community gardens and especially with our youth gardens around. So that's kind of the growing when you talk about plants and things of that nature around the county, and the 4-H program. When I first met you, we were just talking about getting that program started, and I've been working a lot to get that program going, and it is going. We have a really good shooting sports program, and if you didn't hear, Missouri's shooting sports program got top in the nation, so that was pretty exciting for us. So we do have a good shooting sports program just in this county. This morning, I signed up to be a archery shooting sports instructor to go through that training. And we're also starting a sport fishing program in this county. If you didn't know, the Missouri Department of Conservation has a tackle box and rod and reel program in the Taney Hills Library. Did you guys know that, that you can check out? Just like books, you can go to the Taney Hills Library and check out rods and reels and tackle boxes, just like you can check out books. And it's right behind the desk. So that's pretty cool. And I'm going to go to the Missouri Department of Conservation's training to do their aquatics kind of curriculum. But not only that, I'm working along with a library, and I'm trying to get a hold of the Forsyth Library to do a Science Saturdays program. So the Branson Library, the Taney Hills Library, was excited about that. So every Saturday I'll do a program on a specific topic. Sport fishing is going to be one of those that we'll do a topic on Saturday. Rocketry might be another one of them. Any topic, wildlife ID, anything that goes along with 4-H projects that we can do. And if you don't know, I tried to go to the Taney Hills Library one Saturday, and there is no parking around it because they had about 70 kids for their reading program over there at the Taney Hills Library. So we're really excited to help them out and continue to get kids to read. And I did an article for the Taney County Times, and just I think one statistic for that was if kids aren't reading proficient in the fourth grade, like by the time they're adults, about two-thirds of them will either be on welfare or in jail. So reading is really important. And if we can get them reading on topics that they like, fishing, rocketry, anything like that, it's going to be a good deal. So I'm really excited about working along with the library. And Nellie's doing a lot of great programs. People still come in, even though that we're not doing the VITA program, still coming in and asking questions about tax programs, and we're still helping them out with that. So I could keep on talking about 4-H programs, but if you have any questions, I'll go ahead and answer them.
Do in the Hollister area over there on BB, is there a facility being built or something? I drove by there the other day and I seen some heavy equipment and stuff in that general area where you've got some property.
Has property or where the school has property?
Well, it's 4-H. It's 4-H property is what I understood.
I don't think 4-H has any property. But the school...
You're talking about by the school, though?
No, it's out there where where Larry Goodall used to live.
Along past it?
Right there. It's right there in the same driveway in between Larry's and Bowman's there. There's a lot of construction going on, and that was an area that one time was asked if the county had any resources to help them clean any of that up, and I said no, because it's actually, Road and Bridge does that stuff, so we didn't at that time. We were busy. So I didn't know whether that was something that maybe I'll just have to pull in there and check and see what's going
4-H
on.
4-H doesn't have any property, but I know that the Hollister schools, of course, they actually did say that they wanted to improve the schools, and they voted for that increase for the schools. And
maybe
so,
that's what it is. Maybe it's a...
That, and then they're also, I think they're starting on the sidewalks.
No, this is around the corner. Yeah, around the corner there where you turn in Bowman's Drive.
That's what I said, on past the school.
Yeah.
It could be for the schools.
Yeah.
Is it a continuation of the bond that was already paid?
Yes. Yeah, and they are going to increase some of the buildings for the FFA program. Now, we do, a lot of the kids that are in the FFA program are in the 4-H program as well. And
maybe
they do
that's
have
what it
the,
is.
The
I don't
MONAS
know. I'm going to check on
program.
It. I'll just pull in there and ask some questions. Yeah.
It'd be nice if we were, had buildings or something else as well, even though it's kind of hard to keep up with buildings. We've talked about, I think, any need for 4-H building-wise is it's hard for us when we do shooting sports, because we do shooting sports and pretty much, but we just go out to land that some of our parents own, and we don't have bathroom facilities or anything else like that. But other than that, we're pretty okay, I think. Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
We're good. Okay. So thank you very much. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Taney County Treasurer Semi-Annual Report.
I'm here to present my semi-annual report per State Statute 54-150. I'll kind of just go over the report a little bit. The total budgeted funds are $48,277,471.54. Total treasurer's funds, $1,107,138.12. The report attached provides a breakdown for the individual funds. If you'll look on the left column, reflects for June 1 through June 30th, while the right column reflects the year-to-date totals ending June 30th, 2015. And the right column provides the beginning balance as of January 1st, and then all total revenues, total expenditures, and then total fund balance. The very last page will show the grand total for all funds and combined to a breakdown of total cash. The total cash in the cash account is $7,775,696.23. And then investments and CDs, I have $39,554,498.57. and U.S. agencies, $2,054,414.86. Do you have any questions on the report?
Is this still being balanced with the auditor's office?
Yes. I balance back to the Don Blue's office, or administrator, and then back to Rick also. We all sign off of it, on it at the end of the month.
Did they all match?
Yes. I have a copy of that too where everybody signed on it if you need to look at it. Well, it should be on your actual second page of that.
On the same, yeah, sure thing.
Questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for mailing services.
Morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201506-307 for mailing services. Our existing agreement with the provider had come due for renewal, and the Taney County Collector brought this to my attention. We decided it was appropriate for us to let this out for bid again after a few years. So on the 6th of June, I released a full bid for these services, and this has to do with our bulk tax requirements every year. Previously, these services were supplied by Ozark Mailing Services out of Springfield. And so we sent this bid out on June the 6th, and as a response, we received responses from three different vendors that we opened last week on July the 8th. Sheila has taken possession of those three responses and completed a thorough review, and her and I have met and discussed these. And I've gone ahead and written up the details that I'll be happy to present here. Sheila's here to answer any questions that y'all might have. The first vendor was called, if that's okay with you, that's how we go. Bindery One, Incorporated out of Des Moines, Iowa. And they had an overall response of $31,810. The next response that we got was from a company called the Data Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. And their total was $25,340,000. But we were a little confused over one of the percentage rates in their response. Ozark Mailing Services issued a response of $29,570,000. $29,570. At this point in time, the collector would like to make a recommendation to award to Ozark Mailing Services. In our opinion, this award would be governed by the rule of finding what is best for the county, not necessarily the lowest. The fact that this particular vendor has familiarity with our existing systems and they have the software to accommodate existing systems. They also have local availability for service on short notice when things come up. And their responses were crystal clear regarding the rates that we asked for in the brackets that were submitted. So that would be our recommendation from the Taney County Collector. And she's, like I say, is here in case you gentlemen have any questions. It's not taking the lowest, but certainly the best in our opinion.
Is there, you say, about $4,000 difference in the two bids?
Yeah, but if we scrutinize some of the response, and there were a few blanks that weren't filled in correctly that from the other vendor, if we wanted to get really technical. Plus, they're in Salt Lake City, so it wasn't easy for us to ask them a lot of questions or see if their software would accommodate.
I don't have any problem taking her recommendation on that. If we
move to award bid number 201506-307 to Ozark Mailing Services?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Purchase agreement for transport truck.
The gentleman should have the contract there, I believe.
Yeah, I have purchase agreement for transport truck letter approval from Frank Cotty. And the contract. Showing a grand total of $118,456.
Correct.
Delivery date of 60 days. This is something we have already approved.
We've already awarded a bid, now we have to approve the agreement.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the contract agreement?
Yeah, we do. I just don't know which has it written on the contract. What's the heading on the contract? Is it between us, Taney County,
by
and
between? It should be on the front page. Of it.
I've got purchase agreement for transport truck. This agreement's between made between Taney County. Through the Taney County Commission and Summit Truck Group. You're in the contractor.
Motion for approval of the contract between Taney County and Summit Truck Group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Purchase agreements for de-icing materials, rock, salt, and liquid, and then secondary.
Is there one or two there?
I have the purchase agreement for de-icing materials secondary, and then there's a purchase agreement for de-icing materials liquid.
Okay.
And And then there's a purchase agreement for de-icing materials, rock salt.
Are the three separated, Brent?
Should be two separate agreements.
The rock salt secondary should be Cargill, and the de-icing secondary should be Cycalco, I believe.
But do you have the main one? I mean, do you have your primary?
The primary should already
be. We've already done that. Already.
Okay. All right.
These are the secondary companies.
What about the tertiary? Did they get those done? What about you?
not on this.
So you got two secondaries, is what you're wanting the approval on, and one of them is for Cargill. I'll make that motion.
Yeah, is the heat.
And then the other is the de-icing materials liquid between Taney County and
Cycalco
LTD.
I'll second Danny's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion now, a motion for the secondary on the, is it Cycalco? Is that what you pronounce it?
Yeah.
So the agreement between Taney County and Cycalco on the, that's on the liquid, isn't it?
It's on the liquid, yes.
Yeah. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Gentlemen, can I ask one question regarding going back to the mailing services?
No.
Since it was on the agenda, I do have in the bid tabulation announcement to the vendors that our intention for that service will include a 36-month term that we'll put in the submitted contract.
That'll be in the contract.
And that's just standard for that particular vendor. So I don't want to include that in my bid tab unless I have your approval that will be contingent upon when legal reviews that contract I'm going to submit for 36 months.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
See, we have next on the agenda intergovernmental agreement housing of City of Branson inmates.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
July 1st, 2015, approval from Frank Cotty, the attorney for the commission, the intergovernmental agreement, housing the city Branson inmates, file number 15-037S. And then I have the contract. Intergovernmental agreement between the County of Taney, the Sheriff of Taney County, and the City of Branson.
What this agreement amounts to, the City of Branson is wanting to stop holding prisoners in their facility over there, so we will be holding all their inmates here in the county. Mr. Cotty and Dustin, I can't think of his last name now. Branson City Branson.
Dustin. Dub Dustin.
Dub, yeah. They have been working back and forth to get the wording right, so both of them are satisfied with it. And once this is done, then we'll be holding all of our prisoners over here.
Yeah, the proposed agreement calls for Branson inmates to be housed and fed at the county jail. And you guys agree on the price per day?
Yes. $45 per day per inmate.
Is there going to be, there'll be state reimbursement too, right?
No.
State reimbursement is just after they've been...
Well, and these are all going to be municipal inmates, so this will all be paid through the city of Branson. Right. There won't be any state involved in that.
Okay.
Now, just a question for you. It doesn't have anything to do with the contract here, but does their inmates have to be transported back and forth for their city court?
Yes. And they will be doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know how they'd handle that.
That's all in the agreement, yeah.
Okay.
They'll be transported back and forth. If they have to be taken to the hospital or for any medical, they'll either transport or will be there to work security on them.
Okay.
We are also going to be working with them to set up the Polycom system with them so that all the inmates won't have to be transported to court. They can appear by Polycom.
Yeah. Now, how many do they house? How many do they house now? Is that it's not going to make any difference?
Five or six, usually. You know, it's not very many.
Minimal.
Yeah.
Now, how many do we have on board now down there? How many do we
have? We're running around 150 right now.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty of room to hold.
Yeah. You want me to read that off there? Well, I'll make a motion on it. Brandon can, we only need one.
Go ahead if you want.
Motion for approval of the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, the sheriff, and the city of Branson.
You want to say for the housing of Branson inmates, or
it doesn't have that on it, but that's
just
fine.
That contract there. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So I guess you got Jimmy's, you got all the signatures that need to be attested. So I guess will you pick that up from Donna or whoever is after we've all signed it?
Yeah, we'll have to get it over to the city of Branson and have them sign it.
Yeah.
If you want me to take it over to Branson?
Yeah, it's got the mayor and everybody on there. So
I can pick it up, take it over.
Yeah.
Just have Nikki after everything goes through us then.
Yep. Nikki, we'll take it up to Elf to make sure everybody gets the signatures, and then we'll let
Pepper contact
Donna. And, yeah.
Whoever. I'll get it over to them. Thank you.
All right.
I guess we'll recess at this time, and we'll go back into executive session at 10 o'clock up at the commission conference room.